I still can't see.
Is that a gun?
No. A grappling hook. Fishing, is it? There.
What is it?
Now, come on!
Good evening, Mr. Cecil Barker.
What the devil's the meaning of this? What do you all want?
That's what we want. That bundle you just fished up from the bottom of the moat.
How in thunder do you know about that?
I know about it because I put it there.
You messed up.
Perhaps I should say replaced it there. I fished it up myself last night with the aid of Dr. Watson's excellent umbrella.
How did you know it was there in the first place?
The missing dumbbell.
Very good, Watson. The missing dumbbell. The crucial clue. You'll find it weighing down this interesting cat. There. One pair of boots, American, you'll know. One grey tweed suit with a reefer jacket. And one yellow overcoat.
What did I tell you? He's not coming.
Mr. Barker, I seem to be standing in the way of your explanation.
If you know so much, Mr. Holmes, perhaps you'd better tell us some more.
I could tell you a great deal more, but it would come with a better grace from you.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Yes, I do.
And he's not the only one. Are you going to explain this or not?
If there's a secret here, it's not mine to tell.
Oh, that's your line, is it? Mr. Cecil Barker, I'm arresting
you. You can do what you damn well like.
No, Cecil.
Ivy!
Don't make it worse for yourself. You've done enough for us without that.
Enough and more than enough.
Mrs. Douglas, are you ill?
It's this room. I'll be all right.
Madam, I urge you to take the police completely into your confidence.
Yes. Yes, I shall. But not here.
Which is the correct room?
Mr. Holmes?
I knew we couldn't fool you. The dining room. Let's go into the dining room.
You came then?
Of course.
You brought the money?
Show me this proof. Come through.
Well, where is he? Where's Birdie Edwards?
He's here, Counselor. I am Birdie Edwards.
Here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, will somebody please tell me what all this is about?
Aye. Come along then, Mrs. Douglas. Tell us everything.
Well...
One moment.
What is it now?
Simply this. I think it might be best for all concerned if we were to ask someone else to tell the story.
What?
Don't you agree, Mr. Douglas?
Good God.
Gentlemen, my name is Jack Douglas.
I get in the room and the next bullet won't be for the ceiling. My men are all around this house.
And you gentlemen are well and truly under arrest. I've heard of you. Sherlock Holmes.
At your service.
And you too, John H. Watson?
Mr. Douglas.
You're the historian of this bunch, isn't that right? Well, I'd lay my last dollar you've never had a story like mine pass through your hands before. There. I've spent the last few days in that rat trap putting it into words. You're welcome to it, you and your public.
Move on there. And keep those hands where we can see them.
Come on, move. Keep moving.
You damn traitor, McMurdo.
Well, I guess you can call me that if it eases your pain, Jack McGinty.
I can call you more than that. I can call you murderer. Yeah. Captain, this man's responsible for the death of Chester Wilcox and his whole family.
Now, is that so? Then how can it be that I saw Wilcox and his brood alive and well only this afternoon?
What?
I made sure they were all well away before I blew their house, McGinty. Just...